Good morning on this Monday, November 17th. From the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. Whiteside County Sheriff's Office has a suspect under custody while investigating a death threat made against a local judge. According to Sheriff John F. Booker, the arrest was made on November 12th after a warrant was issued October 31st for threatening a public official. Alexander A. Lopez, age 30, attempted to purchase a handgun the same day the threat was issued against a judge of the 14th Judicial Circuit. Lopez is awaiting further court action in the Whiteside County Jail after appearing in court the day after his arrest. An Iowa Supreme Court ruling will allow a lawsuit over alleged bullying in a Des Moines school district to move forward. The justices ruled school officials and administrators can be sued if people claim their civil rights were violated. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Chang reports.
Two families are suing the Southeast Polk School District because they say district leaders failed to stop other students from bullying their kids. The district appealed to the Supreme Court, arguing that leaders are being sued simply because they're in high-ranking positions. But the court ruled, even if supervisors aren't directly involved, they're still responsible for stopping discrimination in their schools. That's because officials are not covered by qualified immunity when claims are brought against them under the Iowa Civil Rights Act. The opinion says there's more than 50 years of precedent where civil rights discrimination has not intertwined with qualified immunity. The decision rejects the district's appeal and sends the case back to a lower court. I'm Lucia Tang, IPR News.
The Iowa National Guard will continue to help carry out federal immigration enforcement efforts through September of next year. Governor Kim Reynolds said in August that National Guard members would serve until November 15th. The Quad City Times reports that their service has been extended through September 30th. 16 National Guard members have been helping Immigration and Customs Enforcement with administrative and logistical work, so ICE officials can reportedly continue their work outside of the office. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem asked the governors of all 50 states to mobilize their National Guard members to support federal immigration efforts, though only Republican-led states have agreed. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 51, light east wind increasing 5 to 10 miles per hour this morning. Rain mainly after 8 this evening with a low around 39, east wind around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. A 50% chance of rain before noon on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 47. Northeast wind around 10 miles per hour, mostly cloudy Tuesday night with a low around 38. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR.